Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. We could be record warm today. Expected high, lower 90s. The record for the date is 93 and much cooler starting tomorrow. Get the complete forecast with traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 8s on News Radio 1080 KRLD. It is Wednesday, April 8th, and Alan Skaya leads off our local coronavirus update.
Dallas County reported 106 new cases yesterday. That brings the total there to 1,261. That's the second highest total in the state. 19 people in Dallas County have died. And the commissioner's court voted unanimously yesterday to limit Judge Clay Jenkins' power. He'll now need to get the commissioner's support to limit which businesses can be open or extend the shelter-in-place order past the end of April. John Wiley Price says his district is getting hit hard with businesses shutting down.
I'm not saying it wasn't the right thing. I'm just saying, how did you not confer and collaborate with us?
Jenkins says he needs to be able to act quickly in an emergency.
And all I'm asking for this court to do on F is just follow 418 and do what every other commissioner's court in Texas is currently doing.
The measure did pass unanimously to limit his power in other counties. Tarrant County reported 65 new cases yesterday for a total of 517 there. They list 53 people as recovered. Denton County had 27 new cases for a total of 366 with 91 recovered there. Collin County has 343 cases with 129 people recovered. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Police finally caught up with a young Carrollton woman wanted for making online threats about spreading the coronavirus.
18-year-old Lorraine Maradiaga is accused of making claims she was COVID positive and then going online to make threats. Jolene DeVito of Carrollton Police says
the subsection under which we're charging her is a third-degree felony. So she could face significant jail time for this because she, by definition of that law, placed the public or substantial group of the public in fear of serious bodily injury.
Bond is set at $20,000, and even though Maradiaga has told the judge she really is not COVID positive, the judge said if she does get out of jail, she has to quarantine for 21 days. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A man is locked up in Fort Worth, where Jeffrey Smith is accused of coughing on someone while claiming to have COVID-19. Police say Smith was found sleeping in a laundromat on South Hewlin when an employee asked him to wake up and leave. The worker says Smith coughed on her and then spit in her face, again claiming he had the virus. He tried to run, didn't get far before police tracked him down. He was taken to the hospital to get tested. The results are not back yet. However, police say it does not make a difference whether Smith has the virus or not. Just claiming it makes it a terroristic threat, and that's the charge he is facing. Denton County is sending $60,000 to a special relief fund set up by the United Way to help people who lost their jobs because of the coronavirus. That fund now has more than $227,000. The money will be used to help people with rent, mortgage payments, and utility expenses. The National Restaurant Association Educational Foundation has rolled out a grant program offering one-time grants up to $500 for service industry workers impacted by the pandemic. Gordon Lamborn with the foundation says so far the response has been overwhelming.
The site where you would apply online for $500 had an overwhelming response, overwhelmed the system. We've got about 13,000 in the queue right now. And we're processing those and reviewing those as we speak.
People who work in the restaurant industry and want to apply for these grants should visit rerf.us. Once more, rerf.us. Flight attendants at Southwest and American Airlines getting more worried after learning hundreds of their colleagues now have the coronavirus.
The numbers are coming from their unions. About 100 American flight attendants have tested positive, while the number at Southwest is more like 600.
This is unacceptable.
Lynn Montgomery, head of Southwest Union Local 556, says the airline has been slow to make changes and that they are asking the FAA and OSHA to get involved. In response, the airlines have put out statements, Southwest saying the safety and well-being of its employees and customers are their priority, while American says they are in regular communication with CDC and follow their guidance for essential workers. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The pandemic also having an impact on Texas prisons. Here's KRLD's Barbara Schwartz.
A correctional officer who last worked in Huntsville died Monday after suffering a heart attack. He also tested positive for the virus. 26 inmates and 29 staffers have tested positive, and many more cases are suspected. Jeremy Diesel with the TDCJ says they're emphasizing to their employees the importance of social distancing while not at work.
Practice what their counties say as far as stay-at-home orders. Despite the fact that we're an essential agency, we know the importance really is how these employees take care of themselves on the outside to help keep the virus from getting to the inside.
He adds inmates in 10 different units are making cotton masks. They're being worn by employees who work with inmates and by parole officers. Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Richardson, the school district moving ahead with a pass-fail credit system for the rest of the school year because of the pandemic. The spring semester's final exams will be canceled under that plan, which the school board reviewed on Monday. The changes were driven in part by the state's decision to cancel STAR tests and the district's ongoing adjustment to online learning. Doctors are stressing how important it is to not touch your face right now. But as KRLD's Austin York found out, it's a hard habit to break.
Dr. Niaz Diabani with UT Southwestern says it's a very habitual response we have.
It's very difficult, especially when we're hearing the messages of stop, don't touch your face. It actually prompts us more to want to touch our face.
She tells NBC5 to use a new fragrance on your wrist to help remind you when your hand is coming towards your face. Diabani also says sometimes gloves don't work as well as we think.
People will put gloves on thinking they're avoiding touching things, like germs on door handles or on other things that they're using the gloves with. And then if you go with those same gloves and touch your face, it again is that same problem.
The bottom line, she says, do what you can to try to keep germs out of your face. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Coming up today on News Radio 1080, Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price joins the KRLD Morning News live at 8:10. And today at noon, Governor Abbott will provide a live update on the statewide response from the Capitol in Austin. We will have that update for you on 1080 KRLD. Streaming live at KRLD.com and in the radio.com app.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.